You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a rather refreshing episode of Ask Drone You as our routines continue in the wake of the virus. Happy and grateful to be here with you today. So thank you very much. Thank you for leaving reviews. Thank you for subscribing. Thanks for attending the webinars, the live classes, and all of that. If it weren't for you and your generosity, well, maybe our routine wouldn't still be going on. So thank you very much. As always, my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and I am super grateful for you and happy to be here as well. I was just sitting here thinking about one location that shows all of our webinars and telecasts that are coming up, and the only place that I can think of is actually in an email. So we've got to change that, because there's a lot of great opportunities for you guys to spend some of this time. Hopefully you're all staying busy and doing your thing, but we obviously know that a lot of people are sort of just dead in the water, so to speak, as far as what they have access to in terms of work and life. So
And that offers opportunities.
It does. It offers a ton of opportunities. So we're going to forgive the expression because it's kind of lame, but nonetheless, lemonade out of lemons. So we'll have a link for you guys to something like that in this podcast in the show notes down below. But anyways, happy to be here. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here as well. We're going to be talking today about kind of a touchy subject. It's a rather fast, quick question, but raises eyebrows and raises a discussion that I think should be brought up with the community as a whole, which is really about the power of certifying pilots or certifying particular jobs from pilots or whatnot. And with so few of these organizing bodies really able to understand and discern what practical, safe drone missions look like, it begs the question of who has the authority and the right, and let alone the experience and knowledge, to certify drone jobs or certain verticals or being a pilot as a whole. And I know that there are a lot of companies that are trying to position themselves to be the certifying body of drone pilots, but it's like, GFY, guys, no one cares what you think. Like, you guys have to come from a place of experience, knowledge, understanding the point of safety to truly be safe, not to just make the government happy. You got to understand the real, real reasons, as I would say it, Rob. But anyway, we should probably get into the question before I get on my high horse a little bit too much. And in an effort to stay focused, I'm going to try to be as structured as possible for you here today, ladies and gentlemen, in an effort to try to hit these points systematically, because the question is regarding certification and thermal applications. And I kind of want to take that a little bit further to thermal applications in the drone industry, thermal applications in general, and then drone operations in general. So let's go ahead, Robbo, and let's play that question, which is brought to you by Drone U's having some webinars. By the time you hear this, the webinars are probably going to be tonight. If you're a member, you can go to our Facebook page and sign up for the webinars. There are two webinars tonight, back to back. They're also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DroneU. You can actually get links to register for both webinars. The 3D modeling webinar, the advanced 3D reconstruction, went so well that people are asking to do the webinar again. So we're going to be having that webinar again at 4:30 this afternoon. And then at 6:30, Matt Schaefer will be joining us. Matt Schaefer is a software developer out of Utah. He's innately familiar with computers, which is why we're going to be listening to him about what is the best computer for our drone business. Well, specifically for mapping, should we do a home build? Should we go the AMD route? Or maybe we should go the NVIDIA route. I don't know. Should you build a computer or buy one? What about a laptop? What about a desktop? All these questions and more will be answered on the free webinar. Make sure to sign up for them. And also, lastly, make sure to sign up for our live drone mapping bootcamp. That's right. You can join us for 3 days next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for 24 hours of info that will take you from zero to hero to be a drone mapper and truly understand the complex, nuanced systems that are involved for constantly and reliably creating making drone maps. Join us, all that information and more on our Facebook page. And also for those of you who have not been able to use my Bitly links, I just learned, thanks to Kirill, our editor, that the issue is case specific. So uppercase, lowercase,
in the Bitly links. Bitly link.
Which is why I'm just telling you guys, go to our Facebook page. Everything is there. All the links are there. I'm sure they'll be in the description below, but if not, on Facebook.
That's lame.
That's life.
That it's case specific.
Yeah, first world problems.
Okay, all of a sudden Paul's being reasonable.
I cannot move forward.
I cannot keep up. I'm just going to play the damn question.
Don't label me, Rob, because I'm a chameleon.
Hey, guys. Love your work. You guys have provided some amazing resources, great modules, things that taught me quite a bit. Paul, shout out to you for the answer on the 4K question I had on Facebook. Your answer was great, and then you kind of indirectly answered that in a few podcasts ago. Anyway, my question to you today is concerning thermal use with drones. I was wondering if you got to be certified in order to use it for business uses and solutions. Let me know. Thanks.
Thanks, Gabriel. Appreciate the question. AskDroneU.com for your question. Get it in like Gabriel did. We love hearing from you. We need to hear from you. The community needs to hear from you in order to have their questions answered, because a lot of folks just don't feel comfortable. So be the one that does.
Gotcha.
All right. Thermal. Probably don't need to be certified, I would imagine. Well, right? Depends on what you're doing with it, maybe. I don't know.
Right? Like most questions in science, it depends.
It depends. And like most questions, period.
It depends. Yeah. Like most things in life, it depends. Mm-hmm. Okay. First off, there are some industry verticals that do require you to be certified in thermography one way or another. Okay, that's point number one. Especially in roofing inspections, certain companies won't hire you unless you are certified. I would say that the quality of your decisions would probably be much better if you are a certified pilot or a certified thermographer, excuse me. But it's also important to understand, and this is why I want to bring this whole subject up, it's important to understand that there is no certification body by the authority of the government of the United States or anything for thermography. What does that mean? Well, it means that the company that actually creates the certificates for thermography is actually owned by FLIR, the largest thermal camera manufacturer in the country. And if you think about it, it is in their best interest to educate people on how to use thermal cameras, not only so that they're making the best decisions out there, but so that pilots understand how to make these decisions, how to understand isotherms, how to understand reflectivity of heat radiation, because we're not really reading temperature, Rob. Rather, we're looking at radiation. AKA heat radiation. So there are things that you have to know, like emissivity. And if any of these terms sound unique, we do have that intro to thermography course if you do want to check it out, if you want to dip your toes in. It's free to members with Mr. John McBride. So you can check that out. Again, free to members. But going back, you know, FLIR owning ITC, and ITC being the certificate body for thermal cameras, there are already schools out there, Rob, that offer the same class as ITC, but also offer some more practical kind of exercises to apply the knowledge. Hmm. And it's something that, you know, I think DroneU really wanted to do, but because we have the best mapping class on the internet right now, we're kind of bolstering that. Luckily, we do have some thermal classes, and we would like to work with FLIR on offering a thermography course. And it's so funny because working with FLIR and working with ITC, I've heard two totally different answers on working with us, which is kind of taking it nowhere. But it's okay because I think there's a huge opportunity to help people better understand the information in a practical sense, because there's a difference between classes that just teach you the information and classes that teach you how to make the right decisions on how to use the information. And I think that's a big differentiator. Mm-hmm. So that being said, going back to the question, is a certificate required to work in the thermal field? The answer is no, but it's also but. So albeit there are some industries that do require a level one certificate, there are some employers that require a level one certificate. There are some employers that require a level two certificate. Also understand that there's probably some liability that you negate by having that certification. So if you are ever asked to back up your decisions in court, which will probably only happen to 1% of you, but you have to be ready and prepared for that. You would be able to say, hey, I took this certificate training, et cetera, from FLIR, who makes the cameras, on how to use them. But make sure that you can answer very common questions like ITAR questions. Like, because if I'm a lawyer and Rob's on the stand telling me he's thermography certified, I'm going to ask him very specific and hard questions to make him look like a fool on the stand. Things like, okay, Mr. Burdick, you say you are certified from the ITC or the governing body of thermography education. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep, I'm saying that.
Mr. Burdick, it looks like ITC, the certificate body, is actually a company that's owned by a camera manufacturer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
my understanding.
As a drone thermographer, if you are traveling to Colombia or Nicaragua or Brazil to do a job, are you going to be able to export a 15 hertz camera or a 30 hertz camera according to the ITAR regulations?
Yes.
My point is that unless you really, 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 really know this stuff, and I always, you know, it's funny. I feel like I'm turning into my a little Hervey, as as Sarah would call me, because little Hervey over here.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Little Hervey over here is like, I'm always thinking of what if, what if, what if, what if, what if. I'm like trying to take it 10 steps down the consecutive ideological or chronological train, meaning, okay, if I get, do I need a certificate? No. Is employer going to require it? Probably, thus I should get it. Will I make more money with said certificate? I would research that. I don't know that there's a firm answer on that, frankly. I've seen people make a stupid amount of money without a certificate. So those are also unique people with a large degree of confidence and an ability to understand the systems of selling. Going back to little Hervey, I think that for me, it's like, if I'm doing a job, what's the liability? If I were to get sued, what were to happen in court? And then how would I back up my training, my knowledge, my certification, and how could I be prepared? So yeah, little Hervey does take it all the way to court to say, if I'm sitting on the stand and I'm looking at a judge and I'm trying to rationalize the decisions that I've made, I want to make sure that there's always some sort of written proof, written credibility that's also widely recognized. So that when I go on stand, I can say X, Y, and Z. I made this decision because of this, because of what I learned here, what I learned there. Here's the certificate. You know, I don't claim to know everything, but I was confident in this decision based off of these circumstances.
So the flip side of that, something to think about, devil's advocate, whatever you want to call it. What if my best defense...
Devil Hervey.
What if my best defense is the fact that I'm not certified? Meaning I'm going out and doing this work because I can, they let me, the client hired me, I did my best, but I don't have the knowledge and experience from this certification process to actually, so it sounds goofy, but.
Well, as a good lawyer, you should be able to articulate both sides of any argument to a very strong degree, which
okay.
If I were devil advocate, devil Hervey here, I would go to town on the fact that ITC as an educational institution is not accredited. It's owned by a manufacturer of a camera company. Thus, the credibility and authority that it has is next to nothing. I would then say, look at all the people who have graduated that from that program. I would get those statistics. I would aggregate how many thermographers there are. And then I would do a research study with someone like Traxta or Statista to find out how many people have had accidents. And then what's the actual regression of accidents vis-a-vis number of certified thermographers versus number of non-certified thermographers, and seeing if there's some sort of regression between education and doing thermal jobs with success. Now, if I really wanted to screw you over, Rob, I would throw in drone-specific thermography jobs because more people are going to have accidents and crashes and data from that simply because it's a more complex problem. And now I'm focusing on the drone vertical and not the thermography vertical. And if I was a good lawyer, I could articulate this very well on why ITC is not a good governing body to get education from.
So you're proving my point that I'd be better off not having the education.
Would you?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Ultimately,
I think that's up for you to decide.
Comes down to the, based on what you're saying, maybe.
I would never take the ignorance is bliss argument. That's just me. So
I'm not saying I would either. I'm just simply bringing it to the forefront of the conversation to ask the question.
It's a very good question.
Because that's what we do here. And ultimately,
and that's what they would do in court.
And ultimately, that's what you've got to do is remember that you're going to be in front of a judge. And you know, so I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. You could have the best damn attorney. It could be Herb.
True.
It could be little Hervey. It doesn't matter. If I can get to the emotions of the judge or the jury, then that's going to beat the good attorney.
Ooh!
Right? So
pound it. Oh, I mean, wow, 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 wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Rob just made the number one point that every super intelligent lawyer I've ever met will ever make. And this is literally how you know if you're working with a good lawyer or not, other than martindalehubble.com. But he just said it. He said, I'm speaking to the judge. I'm speaking to the people. I'm speaking to people who make rules based off of how they feel. We all make decisions on how we feel. So depending on the perspective of the story and the argument is going to be dependent on whether you win or whether you lose, because how it's received and how they feel about it is how they're going to make their decision.
Yeah, I think that's definitely got a role to play, as does the emotional intelligence, the EQ of the actual judge, him or herself, right? There's just so much that goes into it.
As well as the EQ of the lawyer, because if the lawyer's not likable, the judge will not make favorable decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of variables. And I mean, ultimately, I'm going to want to be the most educated and prepared thermographer that I can be.
Sure.
Right? So just making the other side of the argument. But
don't you think then that it would be a good idea to like research how many thermographers are out there, how many drone pilots not only are advertising thermography, but are actually doing it as a service? And then wouldn't you want to know how many of those people are certified or not? And then the deviation between potential earnings and revenue between the two types of people.
I would love to know that. I don't know how readily available that data is, even from Atraxta, but or how expensive it would be to get, because I know those kinds of places are very, very pricey if you want to dig into that kind of data. But yeah, I think we would all love to have that kind of data on something that we're looking to pursue for
it's
sure.
It's something that I'm starting to aggregate data on just because of Adrian and his success. So
yeah,
you know, Adrian Doko officially took the best dinner we've ever had at Drone U. Thank you very much. Adrian Doko, the man, the myth, the legend, represents the drone community at a level that most people can't perceive. And we are grateful for you, sir. So thank you.
We are grateful for you, though. I am not grateful that I missed the dinner because it sounds like it was pretty wonderful.
I had a bottle of wine from 1995.
Wow.
It was really good, but the headache was something I never felt in my life.
Oh, man. Anyways, well, I hope we've answered your question, Gabriel. It's a yes and a but.
It depends.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a no and a but.
Like most things, it depends.
Yeah.
Again,
which equals
I think the answer to the question comes down to, is there an employer going to require it? Is there some governing association that this particular employer listens to and maybe they require it? Is it going to have a direct effect on your revenue? I think there are definitely a lot of things to learn from ITC. There really are. But there's also an opportunity to better the education, in my opinion. But that exists everywhere.
With us.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
That's not unique to them.
Mm-mm.
If anything, it's unique to us.
Yeah. Right.
Constantly updating here at Drone U.
Doing our best, which is why we need to hear from you when you have something that you see us doing wrong or that you'd like to see us do different or that
feedback
you'd like
loop
just
is
to,
good.
To have us enhance, whatever. Let us know.
please do let us know. We really would appreciate it. But as always, we do appreciate you being here today, and we are going to head out. So thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next time. So thank you again. Please do send in those questions, askdroneu.com. I know you got a lot of time on your hands, and if you want to say thank you to us for any reason, I'm not saying that you need to, but if you want to show us some grace, leave us a review, please, as it helps other people find the show. Leave it on Spotify, leave it on Google Podcasts, leave it on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to the show. If it's on YouTube, please leave us a review. Oh man, it helps us so much. And it's free currency that you give. It doesn't really cost you anything. So just go ahead. You probably could have finished the review by this time now. Anyway.
On that note.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.